This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Well, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast again, and I'm super out of breath because Pearl and I just had a push-up contest where I was dangerously close to losing.
You won by one.
I was really surprised in how many push-ups. I thought she was going to like peter out at like 7.
And she was competing man-to-man. She was doing the man push-ups.
Oh, no, it was full push-ups.
Full real thing.
I thought she was going to peter out at like 7. She got up to 15. I was like, I'm toast. She made it to what, 20 total?
20.
Made it to 20, and then I did 21 just to... But I was done
but,
at like
but
18.
You were, to be fair, your hands were on these dumbbell things.
And I had been doing curls like 10 reps.
That's
I mean, let's
true.
Be honest. Let's be honest. Either way, we're so glad you guys are listening and joining us. We feel like you're in our living room all the time. And it is part two with the lovely Candace, who has lost over 100 pounds. Mm. And she didn't do it overnight. Isn't that different to hear mm-hmm. in today's world? That's always like 3 months to whatever. She did it over 10 years, like someone who meant it for not only her life, but also her generations.
You know what? What story of hope for those who are like 4 years in and they're just not there yet? Hey, look up.
And I do have
look
to say
up,
this.
Sister, this 10 years, you know, that can show the difference that you want to
see.
And
do it for its own sake. Mm. You know, like we're so result. I get results are important. Like we want results and everything. But is it right? Is it good for your body? Is it right for your body? Like I'm in like a new season of sort of ignoring results. And it's like, what do I want? You know, results aside, like what ought I be doing?
What ought?
For their own sake.
Mm. But we will say hello to Candace. This is part two with Candace. Go check out part one last week.
Mm.
Please, because...
Yeah, no listening at the end of the book before reading the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go back.
The ending's going to be spectacular today, though, too. So you know what we were discussing, Candace? We realized, as Serena and I were sitting here, we realized that you are probably the original, the first Trim Healthy Mama.
Because she was there at its conceptions.
So she knew us when we were writing the book, like, for years. You, is this right, Candace? You, I mean, like... You did this, or you learned about it from us well before the book was ever released.
Yes.
Bits and pieces.
Yes, I did. And it's such an honor to look back and say, wow, I got to see this sort of come together. But I always knew that it was going to succeed because I could see the vision in you all. And I saw the results in you, even as you were experimenting with things, and you may not have been certain what you were going to put in the book yet. Mm. But I saw the results in you, the youthfulness, the glow, just the vigor and energy. And so that gave me great hope.
You guys really think she's patient zero? She's our little outbreak monkey?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's THM
probably
zero.
Probably a decade before we wrote the book, she was around. We've known her for 2 decades, Pearl. The
Pretty
book's been out for a decade.
Close to 2 decades. Yeah. So yeah, she's ground zero. And I love
you better take her out for a steak dinner.
Yeah, that deserves some award. Mm-hmm.
But I love the full circle. You know, we're gonna get into the rest of your Trim Healthy journey because you wanted to add some things that you didn't last time, specific things. We're gonna talk about more food stuff, but you're gonna talk about some health issues that you had. But I want to tell the story for everyone listening in, the love story.
The romance.
And the full circle story of God's amazing goodness that I see in your life. I believe because you have such a large vision and you are not, I have to say this in many aspects of your life. Like obviously with the food thing, you're not a giver-upper. You had moments of, man, this is taking way too long. But you woke up and you decided to put on wisdom again. But I do have to say, you are not a giver-upper in love and God bringing the right man to you.
No. You know, she interned at our mother's ministry that's all about motherhood.
Yes.
And being a wife and being a mother, two things that she longed for more than anything.
Yes.
And she interned there with the hope and a vision of the future, not with a discontentment of where she was, but just with an excitement of where she was going to be.
Yeah, so you were a woman in your late 20s, right?
Yes.
Mid to late 20s when you came.
Mid-20s when I first came.
And then I know my parents used to pray with you to finding the right man,
yes,
right? They just pray and believe. Like you wouldn't have them just pray. You had them believing all these years.
Yeah. Every time I'd come for a visit, I'd pop in and they'd gather around and pray. Yes.
So
to send you a man?
Yes.
The right man.
Candace just got married a month ago, your first marriage, and you are now, if you don't mind telling us how old you are now
41.
Yes. And you waited for this man. And it, you know, you'd always, my parents would just continually pray for you. And we would, as we remembered, because our parents would remind us to pray for Candace. Yes. She's still single, God. No, it wasn't like that. They never gave up hope.
No, they were excited.
Yes, but they believed.
Not for a lack of men, but she was waiting for the right man.
No, and that was just your desire. Some women, you know, they don't have that desire, but it was on your heart and you wanted to have a family. We're believing you for a family now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever form that takes, but we believe that your body will conceive. But, you know, but you wanted someone who really had a heart of love for God.
Mm-hmm.
And you waited all these years. So you are now married to Justin, who's just come full circle. He works for us now.
So let me just give a little backtrack of the story. So she had come to visit mom and dad and bring this wonderful Justin to have them meet him. And he was in the kitchen when I think Pearl popped over for a visit and said, everything's crashed again.
No, that's not how it happened, but good job.
No, listen, it was kind of like that.
That was a great story.
I didn't pop over.
Well, you called
I
up
called,
or something.
And they were having a meal.
Go with me.
I would watch your YouTube channel.
What's the color? What's the difference?
I'll tell you. I'll just fix it and then you can keep going because your way had good enthusiasm. They were sitting. She brought Justin to meet my parents to see.
Well, I said that.
Yes.
Okay.
Les is just subconsciously belling now, too.
Helping. And then I called at the same time, Mum, Dad.
It's as good as going over.
Please, please pray for our website. It was the big Cyber Monday flop sale where not only did the sale crash, it couldn't get back for days. We were without a website.
And I remember Candace saying to me, you know, Justin is familiar.
He was sitting there at the dinner
doing
table.
Things like this.
Yes, it's a little precious.
And can I just say one thing too? What you all didn't know at the time, and no one knew except me and God, was the night before this happened, we were going to leave the next morning. Justin was looking for a different job. We were praying into that because we were praying into marriage. We knew that's probably what God had. And I was up in the night before, just praying for breakthrough in that area of a job for him and for us. And two of my friends had messaged me when we were traveling here saying, I've been praying for you and I don't know why, but I feel like you're going to end up there. You're going to live there.
That had always been your dream, right? For some reason, you felt very attached to us here at the Hilltop and the whole Hilltop. You loved coming back to stay with my parents and you always wanted one day to come back and live here. Never really knew how it happened.
Right.
But then you were there that night. And so I got a text from you. It was like, oh, hello, sweet Pearl. My boyfriend, I don't know if you called my boyfriend. he actually works on websites that are broken. I don't know if you could use his help. And I thought, oh, precious Candace, bless her heart. No one can help our website, especially some. I thought to myself, well, you know, maybe he's done a thing or two. But this is way beyond some guy at my mum and dad's dinner table. But I said to Charlie, I said, Candace has a boyfriend that says he fixes websites. What do you think? And Charlie's like, Pearl, we'll take anything right now. Tell him to call in the morning. See what he can do. So he was on, you guys were on a vacation. You had taken time from work and he spent his whole day and night.
Yeah, he stayed up the whole entire night.
Yes, trying to locate the problem. Now, we already had a full team here in Nashville, a big team that we'd hired to make sure everything was, you know, they were a big reputable team. So I thought, well, we already got the people. He came, he isolated the problem. He helped us get out of the problem. It was just incredible. And my husband, Serene's husband,
it's like, hire him before he goes.
All they said was, he's hired, whatever he wants. Please, please get him. And so at that point, he was still kind of working for somebody else, but we really tried to steal him away. And he felt like it was God's calling anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing incredible things for us. And, you know, going into the future, there's just a stability there and things are going to happen that are just really, really good for us technically wise. So that's, you know, how you sort of waited all those years for that to happen too. Nothing has been quick in your life, has it?
No. Yeah. I'm quite the late bloomer, it seems. But I always say maybe God really just wants to work patience in me. And two quotes come to my mind as we're just talking and, you know, as I remember, wow, things have taken a while for me, like major things in my life. It seems to take longer than the norm. But two quotes that have stayed with me for years is one from one of my favorite worship songs, If You Don't Quit, You Win. And I just like to, encourage all the ladies listening to this, no matter what you're believing for, you know, no matter what you're praying for, If you don't quit, you really will win. Mm. You know, you just keep going and take the grace for that day and hold on to hope. In Christ is the only hope that, you know, that's the true hope that is my source personally. But holding on to hope, going, taking the grace for one more day and knowing if you don't quit, you win. You will get there, whether it's like a turtle or faster. Mm-hmm. And another quote along those same lines is one that your mother would always tell us in the very beginning days of being a helper there with their ministry. And it was, a good man or a good person is never stuck. Yes. Never stuck. Yeah. And I just love that. I bet you did. I bet you've heard it more times than you can imagine. But it's so true, you know. And good, I mean, what defines good? Going, persevering, I believe, is a big part of that. And just going one more day and one more day. Yeah. And you're not stuck. If you don't quit, you win.
That's so good. I love it. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Oh, Leslie wants to know. Leslie's stuck in the love story. Yeah, because that's right. Leslie works with Justin. How did you meet Justin, Leslie?
I met Justin at church, actually. We went to the same church. This was after like a 3-year period of me praying for a home church or a church to at least settle into. Mm. And I felt led to go to another town, an hour and a half away from my hometown to visit. And I settled there for a little bit. And that's where we met.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. So where were we? Oh, back to the THM thing and, you know, your health journey. So there's been weight loss that just kept slowly happening. But you said that you had something to mention about some physical challenges that you
had. So, of course, I so appreciate and love the fact that it Trim Healthy helped me get to a healthy weight. And I feel like it has this built-in thing of renewing youth, because I've never seen a bit of a rabbit trail, but I've never seen a Trim Healthy mama that looks aged after they've done the program. Most every other diet, you know, you see people that lose 100 or more or 50 pounds, and it seems like it can age them.
Right. Yes.
But I've only noticed with the Trim Healthy mamas, they look more youthful.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
That is amazing. But Danny, because you don't remember Candace from back in the old days. But you've meeting her then today, so you'd never known that she had carried 100 pounds. You couldn't have known that, could you?
No, and I wouldn't have imagined it.
No,
because it does, like she said, she doesn't look like somebody who lost 100. Yeah. You know, often I know what she's talking about.
Well, the Biggest Loser show, right? They're all lovely people.
Yeah. Sure.
And they've got beautiful faces, but after the big weight loss, there is skin that's hanging, and there's definitely a look of, I've gone through a battle.
Something. Do you know that weight loss, weight loss, when it is not slow, do you know that it's an injury?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, it's an injury to your body.
Wow.
And when you have an injury, like even when you make muscle, okay, it's a good injury because you injure your muscles and then they heal again. But weight loss is too. I was just reading this last night in a book by Joel Green. It is an injury to your body. It's a good injury, but if you don't heal while you do it, it's a bad injury.
Yeah.
So you have to allow your body to heal as you lose the weight. And that's why it's good for it to take a long process.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
And that's why it should be sustainable. See, if you have this injury, let's just say you lose, you know, 50 pounds and it's an injury to your body. That's why people sometimes their hair falls out and things go on, because your body is going through something. It's losing a lot of itself. And then say you're like, oh, I made it. Life kicks you, and then you go back to, you know, sugar and these things that harm. It's a double injury.
Right.
You never heal. And so there's a weight loss, and then there's the healing and the maintaining with it that naturally happens. So, you know, you could look at your journey, Candace, and think 10 years, man. Or we could look at it like beautiful, thankful for the 10 years that it took.
And it's like she doesn't have to maintain now. It's almost like she's always been slender, because it was so gradual and so healthy and so not injurious. It's not like, you know, people losing 60 pounds in 3 months, 2 months or something, and then it feels a struggle to maintain because mm-hmm. it didn't stabilize out.
Yes. So anyway, keep going with that then. Sorry.
But yes, so I love that, you know, just the weight loss that's needed and the kind of the youthfulness that people carry once they're at their goal weight and even in the process. But another thing I love is how the trim healthy way of eating really is good for the overall health. Mm. And, you know, I have diabetes running on both my parents' side of the family. And a doctor told me at one point, I would have it very young had I not adopted this lifestyle. I always knew that I've always been sensitive to sugar really since my 20s. Having more than just a little bit of it made me feel very tired and sleepy and just very bad. So I can look back and see how Trim Healthy has helped me in so many ways and possibly saved my life, you know. But two things I wanted to mention health-wise is my thyroid has actually healed. And really? And there's proof in the labs. When I was first diagnosed at 18, 19, I was told, your thyroid isn't functioning normally. We can't get it to that place, but we can supplement. And you'll need to take it all of your life, but it's just sort of like insulin, you know, for a person with diabetes. So I thought, okay. And they said, you'll really probably need to take the same dose because your thyroid is so low and it's barely functioning. But today I take 1/3 of my original dose.
Wow,
because
incredible.
In no change other than diet, it would become more and more normal.
Wow.
And so they would need to cut more and more.
Isn't that incredible? And the usual way is to increase over time.
Yes. And they couldn't explain why.
Wow.
You know?
And out of all the visits with doctors you had, not one mention of changing the way you ate?
Oh, well, you know, they may give you like a quick 1,000-calorie diet or something to lose weight quickly if you needed to sort of deter the onset of diabetes, or they would say maybe don't eat so much junk food, but not a plan that you could live with, in my opinion.
That's so interesting because all of the money and advertising spent to get you towards a drug.
Yes.
And not a dollar spent, or at least a very topical attempt at sort of like, hey, here's the food pyramid. Remember the food pyramid? It's like, wait, not like a comprehensive plan.
But I think, you know, as some doctors, you know, they're most conventional doctors only have a certain number of amount of minutes with each person, and they have a huge workload, and they have to just get through their day. And, you know, and there's many other doctors that do focus on that. It would just, you know, insurance is not going to cover it though. You know, if you want to go to a doctor that will really dig, you're going to have to pay for it. A lot of people don't have money for that.
Yeah.
So I don't really blame the doctors so much.
I
just blame the system. This is the way our system is set up.
What's a wild system? I mean, why not have some sort of allowance in your insurance plan for the actual root healing that the body needs? I mean, are we in a dark age of history, medically speaking? You know what I mean? To where...
Well, it's definitely, as John says, it's not healthcare, it's sick care, but...
And belling all of that.
Belling all that. Keep going.
Now, listen.
Sorry about my dark age rabbit trail.
I'm a controversial queen here, so I just purposely belled that.
No, but she had a second story.
I know, but I'm belled always when it gets controversial. Oh, it was like my delight of my life to bell somebody for controversial.
Somebody else.
So do you have... I have a question, but if you've got something, a second story,
just... It was another health issue that came up about 5 years ago, that was actually pretty frightening, but it was a chronic lung issue that had caused part of my lung to collapse.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And the traditional medical field only knew to cut out part of that organ, or that's it, or medicate. Mm-hmm. But even they didn't even know a lot about medicating that. It was sort of a rare thing. But they did tell me it will never improve. It will only slowly get worse. Mm. Well,
I remember praying for you for that.
Yes. I stopped in for prayer one July 4th.
Uh-huh.
And yes. Well, I wouldn't receive that because I thought there's got to be another way. And just continuing with Trim Healthy, I did cut some of the dairy out for my own, you know, situation, because dairy can interfere with mucus and lung things. But following Trim Healthy and just taking some supplements, but no other real changes, the condition improved 50% in 1 year.
Wow.
And I mean, as of current, like 2 months ago, because I go in yearly for a check, the doctor was in total agreement with me. So, you know, the doctor who had said, oh, you just must have surgery, that's really the only way to fix, was now saying, you'll most probably go your whole life and never need surgery because the thing has stopped, you know, getting worse and it's even getting better. Wow. And he couldn't explain why. Of course, I told him. I told him why. And they just sort of look at you and kind of, you know, shake their head sometimes.
I love it.
So I truly, you know, God heals us in different ways and he uses different means. But I know that for me, Trim Healthy has been a huge tool that God has used to heal my body in more than one way. Aww. So amazing.
You had a question, Serene, than I do.
Both. Well, I was just questioning whether, you know, whether exercise was a part of your journey.
That was my question.
Or whether it was just more diet. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, exercise is. I don't do a lot of the very strenuous aerobic, sort of because of the lung issue, but it's gotten so much stronger. I could, you know, do that now, I'm sure. And I do some jogging, but my exercise routine is mostly lots of walking with a little jogging added in and just sort of lifting the barbells.
Yeah, that's good. But that's great. You see, you eat your protein and you lift too because, man, I've been looking into what the reasons for keeping muscle around lately, and it's just so important.
I love to hear
you. So important, Serene. I'm sending you my I know you know it all, but now I've been into it, and now I'm going to give it back to you.
I love to get a muscle friend.
I can't wait to send you my chapter for my new book, and like you look at it and be proud of your little sis.
You're talking to her like little baby sister.
Yeah.
No, you going to come over to the gym with your big kid?
Yeah. Well, I don't lift like Serene. Serene does barbells and stuff. I don't do that, but I do my kettlebells.
What's your workout barbell weight? What do you use?
No, it's not that it's that much.
No, of course.
I'm tall and lanky. You know, you just think of...
ladies are different than men.
But even so, it's not like I have like a great foundation. You know what I mean? I'm not like... broad and shorter. It just feels like a little weight feels heavy on my frame.
Do you lift?
I do lift. No, but I'm not going to say numbers, and I'll tell you why. Because it's not about numbers for me. It's not about that. And it's also, I wait until a good year and a half before I start proper weights again after a baby. So,
there's a lot to consider here.
Yeah, and then I had a bunch of miscarriages last year. So it was always stop, you know. So, but I'm back into it full swing now. But I do the barbell and the squats and the deadlifts.
Serene changes up a lot. Every time I go to her house, like one day it'll be workins, another day she'll be putting herself through something, and that she changes things up.
I juggle the fuels.
But you know what I noticed about Candace? About two or three times, I'm out in my Jeep driving up G Hill, and there's Candace walking up the hill.
Yeah.
So So you do keep active, but you're not like an over exerciser or you a gym rat or anything like that.
No, I haven't been to the gym in years.
Yeah.
I'm usually walking, hiking, and then some, no more than really 20 pounds weight.
Yeah, that's good. Justin hasn't got you skipping?
Oh, no, I need to learn that.
Skipping's so good.
Your husband is a skipper.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Explain that. What does he do? Do you just skips or he just skips like a boxer? Or
It's an actual weighted rope. Handles are weighted. Yeah. And so he will walk and jog with me too when he's able. But a lot of times, if he doesn't have time, he'll come in and just do maybe 10 to 20 minutes pull out jumping rope.
Yeah.
Can he tear up some double dutch?
Yeah.
I'm telling you that is why he has such a high metabolism. Every time I see Justin, he is eating.
Yes.
And he eats fast and he looks like he's loving every bite.
And sometimes he works in the cafe.
Yes.
So he just keeps ordering. And
I want to talk about that. He just, every time I go to our cafe here in Tennessee, Justin's sitting there eating.
Yes.
Anyway, but skipping, I've just read, you know, because I'm all into what actually builds muscle. Yes. You know, of course, lifting weights build muscle, but any high impact thing builds muscle. So they say skipping is one of the best things for your metabolism, for building muscle. Yeah. So even if you don't have a lot of time throughout the day, just take 1 minute, like every few hours,
it's
to
fun.
Skip. Yes. And it's builds back your metabolism, it builds back your muscle. It stops muscle loss. Just incredible. So he has a really good idea there for bang for your buck exercise.
Yes.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I don't know if we can talk about this, Candace, but it's so funny. Whenever you would come... you know, all these years you'd stay at my parents' house. And then as we had the cafe, you would come and you would spend a lot of your time at the cafe because you loved it. Well, now you're going to be, if people come, and you know, a lot of you guys make pilgrimages here to the cafe, but Candace is also going to be working there and helping to manage it because, so we're blessed to have you there. And so you will see
the
Trim Healthy
Cafe.
Yeah.
Where is this one?
Right. The one that you've never been to, right there in Bonacqua, Tennessee.
Right next door to your old job, Dan. Your old job? Remember that old job?
Cockroach motel of
an
office?
Yeah, it's right there.
The video store?
Yeah, it's
right next to the...
Is the Trim Healthy Cafe.
Where they have the signs. Stole video. Yeah, like, it doesn't even make sense. It's not even proper English.
That's where the cafe stole is, Dan. Videos. You got to go see it.
Look, they would have a list. They had their blacklist of contributors to crime, people that kept videotapes and never returned them, and had their full names.
Cindy Harrison. Serene, she owes us $7.46.
I believe someone on your family was on that wall of shame.
Sam was on the wall of shame.
Sam was on the wall of
shame. Sam's full name was on the wall of shame.
Yes. If you've seen Samuel
Did
Allison.
Did anyone get a picture?
Don't know.
Oh, it's like
I
the last
know.
Video store left in the whole entire world.
You have a picture of
world.
Sam's name on it. Of course you do.
John's
Mr.
got a
Archive
picture
himself.
With Sam's name on it. Sam, he ended up paying his bills, though, didn't he?
I don't know.
Oh, do not pet cat. He will bite.
Yeah.
And there was a cat in behind the sign as if it was a movie still.
Yeah. Now, that store I think, has been replaced by a Smokes Vape and Six.
Yes.
And that's the store right next to our wonderful cafe.
Yeah, we're putting everyone off. But we thought if we could make a Trim Healthy Cafe work there at the place it should never work in
never.
The whole of
it's
America.
Like, pick the worst place to have a cafe.
Yeah, does
the
it work?
The non-coolest. Like the most non-trendy. It's so, the least millennium.
Next to the Twice Dailies on Main Street.
It is.
Bonacqua.
No. Like my daughter Autumn works there and she's like, they come home so exhausted. There's moments, you know, where you think it's the worst place in the world and like for an hour there won't be anyone in there and then it just gets maxed.
Yeah.
So yes, it's working spectacularly.
It's the worst location of all time.
But Candace is going to be there. And
put it there for sure because we wanted our children to work there.
I remember when I first came into the Bonacqua office next door to this Trim Healthy Cafe, my first thought was, this is the worst location of all time.
It really is. And that's
for a store.
Hey, but you know what? Oh, boy. I was just about to compare us to Jesus.
Oh, that's really bad.
Wow.
Okay, but just think of the correlation. Sometimes things come in ways that they shouldn't be. Okay? So... I'm not trying to say we're Jesus because we're not.
Bell.
But think about this. You just love belling today. He came in a stinking stable, right? And he brought life to the world as bread, okay? And it was the wrong place and it was the wrong time in history and everything about it was wrong. But he was the light of the world, That's right? True. And I'm not saying our cafe is the light of the world. But we're bringing in a county, Hickman County of Tennessee is probably one of the most unhealthy counties when it comes to food and health that you
and
could
drugs.
Ever find.
Yeah.
I said to some lady, I said, it's such a bad, I was almost apologizing. Oh, it's such a bad location, isn't it? It's such a bad. She goes, no, it's the best. Our community needs
That's
this
a good point.
Cafe.
Yeah, that's so a good
that's
point.
What
There's
I was
nothing.
Point I was trying to make. Thank you before you belled and then stole did it.
Way to steal
I'm
her
just
Jesus
trying to,
well, you bossed this whole like interview.
I did, but
of
you
Candace.
Won't let me finish.
Look how her bubble's so burst right now.
It
she
is.
Was winding up
go
to
for
like
it, go for
save your
finish your Jesus analogy.
I was like, he came in a manger.
He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, just like the office at Bonacqua is today.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
All I'm saying is that county is the wrong place, and yet it has been the right place. And all I'm saying, bring it back to Candace again.
Back to Candace.
Her beautiful, beautiful face with her love and her light of Christ is there. We're having it used to be just the pilgrims of THM would come. Now we have so many locals come.
The
it's
locals
incredible.
Are coming out.
They're sitting there with their crossword puzzles and they're like, and they're like doctors. What are those things that the people wear that when they're a nurse? Scrubs?
Yeah.
They're sitting there with their scrubs
but
doing
I'm
their crossword
you, lives
puzzles
are changing.
Like this is their daily thing after work.
I met someone I the other it. Day who had knew nothing about Trim Healthy Mama. She saw that there was a coffee sign. She came in. She's 40 pounds down. She knew nothing. She didn't know about our book.
Yeah.
Lives are changing. And now, so if you come in, you can't
come to
miss Candace's beautiful face. And she's so welcoming and lovely. But I love that story is coming and sitting right there in that cafe too, because it's so full circle, guys.
And if you come see your husband eating the whole time.
So I guess you guys will be there together sometimes because Justin doesn't like a desk. He likes a cafe.
Yes. So he can eat all day while he's working. No, it's so wonderful. And I will say, you know, I was just saying that to someone earlier today. The cafe is a treasure in that place. It's truly a haven because, you know, it is a sort of an unlikely place. But as more and more people learn it's there, they mm-hmm. just want to come and stay. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed.
Look at her gracious, lovely people. Ways. You know, we were saying that it's a horrible county and full of this and that. She's like, an unlikely place.
She's very classy.
Yeah. Real, what are they, diplomacy.
She's actually more like our mother than we are. And that's probably why our mother has just really... really loves her deeply.
Well,
to
our mother has a lot of grace and poise, and Candace has that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, she is the poise meister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Candace is quite poised.
That's what I'm very saying. Poised. She's a Southern Belle, a proper Southern Belle.
That's true.
So she's we're going to be coming up. Our cafe is going to be really coming up in the world because it's going to have some extra charm with Candace.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna give us like a big, deep Nancy? Hello.
Yeah. You know she will.
Hello.
We're Leslie, sorry, go ahead, we're 30 bro. Minutes in, but I feel it's coming to a beautiful close on its own. She's nodding.
Can I bell it? Can I bell
John
the whole podcast?
Nodding.
Can I bell it?
How about we sign up without allowing her to bell it? Bell
bye,
it.
Everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.